When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show that I record entirely in my car, recorded and produced in my car, on my phone. Quick note on that. People are going to wonder how I put this thing together. I'm using a really cool iPhone app called Caster. You can find it in iTunes, in the App Store, just C-A-S-T-E-R. It's put together by a guy who goes under the handle of Foodev, F-O-O-D-E-V. That's $4. It's a really neat app. You can basically record and produce an entire show, put it all together, and then export it right from your phone. So that's how I'm doing this. What am I thinking about today? Well, as most of you know, me and my buddies Mark Rudolph, Kevin Cross, and Sarah Turner have been doing this thing called GoGo Illustration, a daily sketch blog. And I'm getting a lot out of doing these daily sketches because for one thing, it's a daily warm-up exercise, but it's also an opportunity for me to try out a lot of different things, operating from a sense of what I'm comfortable drawing, what I'm enjoying drawing, but also looking for little things that I learn about my own craft as I do it. Learning things like just being curious, eternally curious, and always looking for new things to what I'm doing on the page. And when I decide to do something in an image, I stop and ask myself, this is that curiosity thing I keep telling people that I think is really important to being a good cartoonist, is when I twitch an eyelid a certain way because it just feels right, the next thing I ask myself is, well, why did that feel right? And it just so happens that on the last couple sketches that I did, I was doing a lot with eyelids on the characters, and it occurred to me that it might be a good topic for consideration for Thunder Punch Daily. So yes, Lids and Lips, what an awful name for an episode title. Sounds like some kind of awful, you know, romance rock ballad. But eyelids and lips are two elements of good acting moments on a character. And there's dozens of books on this, cartooning books on how to get good facial expressions, how to get good acting moments. And I'm not going to go into some kind of lengthy dissertation on that here, but I thought it might be fun to go through just a few of the things that I like to, like, double check on, or like the little, not necessarily tips, but just little things I like to play with on my characters' faces, in terms of the eyelids and the lips, in order to get, just to kind of punch up that acting moment just a little bit. Now, I want to make the disclaimer that the acting in my comics tends to be on the ham-handed side. So, take that disclaimer with you while you listen to these. So, starting with lower eyelids, I like drawing lower eyelids on my characters, and I know not everybody does. This is something Mark and I have often debated on. He doesn't like to draw the lower lids on his characters. I think it adds a lot to a character's personality and the acting on their faces. So I tend to always draw the lower lids on any character, man or woman. And one of the big clues into this for me, as I was working on the front, was there's a character in there named the Brigadier General who wears a mask, always sees his eyes. And I remember learning a lot about eye acting with him, because I had to, I mean, granted, really hammy acting, but I really had to punch up his eye expressions to really deliver the acting moments, because I didn't have the rest of his face to work with. So that's another really neat exercise you could try, is try to, you know, draw your character's emotion entirely with their eyes. But anyway, going down a list here of some of the lower eyelid tricks that I like to pull out every once in a while whenever I'm just trying to mess around with an acting moment. Pinch up the lower eyelids to stress confusion, disgust, terror. If you got somebody making a terrorized face, if you pinch up those eyelids a little bit and bring the pupils down to touch the lower lids, it looks that much more disgusted with terror. So like if they're seeing something like a zombie apocalypse and you have a horrified face, pinching up those lower eyelids go a long way to help sell that emotion. Pinch up one eyelid to emphasize frustration, fury, or disgust. Just one of them, you know, it's like they're almost like a facial tic, or even like a face like ew, you know, that one of your lips will curl on one side, and then it'll pinch up that side of your face. And then in reverse, well, not exactly reverse, but using the lower lids peeling back, when drawing shock, you know, you can use, drawing that lower lid can emphasize just how bulged the eyes really are. if you don't draw the lower lid and you're trying to draw an expression of real shock at witnessing something horrifying, without that lower lid, it's not. I think putting in that lower lid to really emphasize the size of the eye can go a long way. What about the upper lids? Well, if you bring the pupil in contact with the upper lid, that emphasizes calmness or laziness, sluggishness. Slope the outer edges of the eyelid to emphasize sleepiness and sluggishness. And then also when I say, you know, slope it or bring the eyelids down lower, it helps to draw the line delineating the top of the eyeball itself. Just a little, if you look at the way I like to do it, it's just a little chicken scratch line above the actual eyelashes to indicate the length of the eyelid. Then it will go a long way instead of just drawing like a simple line above the pupil. Draw where the upper, yeah, that's what I was just talking about. Draw where the upper lid connects with the head to emphasize the heavy eyelids. This is also great for drawing women's eyes, too. If you really want a woman to look, you know, a little extra pretty, just a little chicken scratch line above where the lid actually meets the socket, for lack of a better term, will help sell that a little bit. You'll pinch one upper lid with one lower lid to really emphasize confusion or disgust. I was talking a moment ago about this idea of, like, pinching the lower lid up. You know, just narrowing one eye can really emphasize confusion. Again, that ew face, pinching up and narrowing one eye altogether will really help sell that. So what about lips? Gotta talk about that. Lids and lips. I like to, speaking of the upper lip, I like to, when I was talking about confusion and disgust, I like curling one side of the upper lip. Kevin McGuire is a great guy to study for this. I've talked about him before on Art and Story. He'll often like really create an imbalance on a face, on a facial expression, and he'll curl one side while drooping the other side. Not to any kind of an extreme. His stuff has a very naturalistic kind of bend to it. But if you look at a lot of his facial expressions, he'll have this kind of imbalance of one lip being curled up while the lower lip on the other side being curled down. And as I understand it, I remember reading a tutorial by him a long time ago. He was talking about how that emphasizes that kind of transition of emotion, getting two emotions at once by going the transition in between. Like he used an example of a guy who is smiling one second before and then suddenly feeling embarrassment. How can you capture that moment of that transition from being at ease to being embarrassed? And using that imbalance is a great way to do it. Curl both sides up towards the nose to show seething rage. Like if you got the bottom lip going flat across the teeth and then the upper lip is pulled up towards the nose just a tiny bit, it can be that kind of like hissing look. I like to use that every once in a while. But then in reverse, if you cover the upper teeth with the upper lip, with when you're having like an expression of shock or somebody aghast, you drop that lower lip down and show the bottom row of teeth, but cover the upper lip up with cover the upper teeth up with the upper lip. It'll be that much more, you know, shock. Like the jaw just dropped so fast, so hard that it's pulling all the skin on your face down over your upper teeth. If that makes any sense. What about the lower lip? An expression I like to use from time to time is to pout the bottom lip with an open mouth for extra emphasis on the emphatic word in your character's dialogue. So, like, are you sure? You know, like, think about that. I often speak aloud my dialogue, not necessarily to test its validity as dialogue, because I do think that comics has a certain latitude with dialogue that the spoken word does not, but looking for what is the emphatic word in the sentence and what's the emphatic sound of the emphatic word, and then how can I express that with the mouth? And pouting the bottom lip on some vowel sounds can give you that extra little nudge to really sell that sound in the character's dialogue. Look at a mouth chart. If you do a search online for animation mouth charts, you'll see that the different vowel sounds, and you can apply that to your character's face and then just protrude the lips just a little bit more, just a little bit, like 10%, and that'll help sell those sounds a little bit. What about using both lips? Well, I like to pinch the middle of the lower and upper lips, like sort of like a half kiss where you still see the teeth, though, for a serious accusation. You know, if somebody's pointing at somebody like, you did it. It gives it a little bit more of that hissing, kind of seething look to it. And it just looks interesting rather than, you know, just like a wide open mouth. And then going back to pouting just a little bit, if you pout both the upper and lower lip, like even if somebody's saying like, you know, they're just talking calmly, it gives it your speaking lines a little bit more presence just to pout the lips out just a little bit. Again, that 10%. goes a long way to making it look like the character's talking, so you're not just drawing some static mouth. And I think that's something that a lot of cartoonists, especially action adventure cartoonists, kind of tend to overlook, as they miss out on acting moments because they're not paying a little bit extra attention to the mouth shape of their characters and really making those speaking lines come across in the shape of the mouth. So that's it for my quick list of tips. These aren't advice where this isn't the kind of advice where you're going to be able to, if you just go down this list of things and apply them to every drawing, you're going to have great acting moments. No, these are just things that I like to think about, kind of going back over my illustration when I'm considering an acting moment. And if it's not working for me, I'll go down some of these tricks. I'll go over some of these tricks and say, well, would that work here? Would that help sell it? I did a daily sketch on gogoillustration.com of Mantena, and I drew these big googly eyes on the character, and he's looking at you, and he's got like this alien mouth all open with all these pointy teeth. And I was like, well, how can I sell it just that much more that this guy's dangerous? And so I pinched up one eyelid to make him look like he's, almost boiling over with rage. And just doing that eyelid trick sold it enough for me. So that's what I'm talking about. Again, it's not a surefire method. And if you go to any kind of like really great animator's book on facial expressions, they're going to have a much more richer advice than what I've just given you. But again, these are just a quick 10-minute little podcast to throw out a few tips at you about this. Okay, time to close it out. Housekeeping stuff. I'm jdroz.com. That's where you can find links to everything that I'm involved in. Artandstorypodcast.com is where you can find more of these microcasts and lots of other premium content. By the way, thank you very much for subscribing to Art and Story Supreme. Mark and Kevin and I all deeply appreciate it. And don't forget to go back to the website to check out more of the microcasts, like Kevin's High Adventure Daily and Mark's Mark of the Beast, and then also the extra episodes of Art and Story Extreme and the monthly Art and Story Supreme and videos. Lots of stuff there. The music for this episode was created by my brother Elliot Drozd, and once again, I'll give him a web link just as soon as I can convince the guy to get online and make a website. And the VO for this episode was by Tara Platt of taraplatt.com. That's TaraPlatt.com. And I really appreciate her work on the intro for this. So we'll be back again very soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Thank you for listening, and remember, everybody.
In today's story, Zagraz had a problem. He lost his confidence in himself because he had once failed. Well, now, we all fail sometimes, but we should never be afraid to try again. And we should always keep believing in ourselves. As the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Until later, bye.